verse 4 and said unto me, let thine heart retain my words, keep my commandments, and live. Get wisdom. I'm preaching tonight on the subject wisdom, number one. Get wisdom. Get understanding. And forget it not. Neither decline from the words of my mouth. Forsake her not on that wisdom, and she shall preserve thee. Love her, and she shall keep thee. Listen to this. I'm preaching on wisdom number one. Wisdom is the principal thing. Therefore, get wisdom. And with all thy getting, get understanding. Exalt her and she shall promote thee. Listen to me. Exalt her, who wisdom. She shall promote thee. She shall bring thee honor. Bring thee to honor when thou dost embrace her. She shall give to thine head an ornament of grace. A crown of glory shall she deliver to thee. Hear, O my son, and receive my sayings, and the years of thy life shall be many. I've taught thee in the way of wisdom. I have led thee in right paths. When thou goest, thy steps shall not be straitened. When thou runnest, thou shalt not stumble. Take fast hold of instruction. Let her not go. Keep her, for she is thy life. That's one of the ways you get wisdom, is by instruction. If we won't take instruction, we can't have wisdom. Enter not into the path of the wicked, not into the way of evil men. Amen. Acts, the sixth chapter, third verse. Therefore, look ye out among you seven men, honest report, full of the Holy Ghost and wisdom. You can't even be a Bible deacon without wisdom. And they were not able to resist the wisdom and spirit by which he spake. Verse 10, talking about Stephen, one of the first deacons in the church. 1 Corinthians chapter 12, I'm preaching on wisdom number 1, verse 8. For to one is given by the Spirit the word of wisdom. Did you ever notice that the first gift in the nine gifts of the Spirit is wisdom? You hardly ever hear anybody fasting and praying for wisdom. They fast and pray for the gift of healing, for miracles, faith, and everything else, but not for wisdom. And did you know, you can't even operate all the other gifts intelligently without wisdom. Amen. Wisdom is number one. For to one is given by the Spirit the word of wisdom, and to another the word of knowledge by the same Spirit. Amen. Twin sister to wisdom, knowledge. Amen. Talking about wisdom, number one. Amen. Let me read you another New Testament scripture, if you will. Amen. James chapter 1, verse 5. If any of you lack wisdom, and all of us do at some time or other. The only reason he said if any of you lack wisdom is because some have already got it, and to a more or lesser degree, and some really lack wisdom. If any of you lack wisdom, let him ask of God, that giveth to all men liberally and upbraideth not, and it shall be given him. Let him ask in faith, nothing wavering. Ask for what? Wisdom. Amen. For he that wavereth is like a wave of the sea, driven with the wind and tossed. Let not that man think that he shall receive anything from the Lord. Interesting to note that one of the great promises and admonitions of faith in the Bible is on the behalf of wisdom. I'm talking for a brief moment today about wisdom, number one. Amen. And it's the number one gift that is numerically in the chronology of the gifts. It's number one. Why do you think God put it at the top of the list? Because he wants us to give it priority. Amen. Wisdom is the principal thing. It's wonderful to have emotion. It's wonderful to have good feelings. It's wonderful to feel so good in church that you're like a frustrated man that jumped on his horse and rode off in all directions. Amen. You just feel so good, you feel like you could run and run and run, and sometimes we do. But if that's all we got, we're going to wind up disappointed. Amen. Or a disappointment. Now, what a wonderful, refreshing, marvelous thing it is when we have both emotion and wisdom. Amen. And David was that kind of a man. He could leap, jumping 10 feet in a whack, praise God, before the ark of the Lord. And he had such wisdom that he could write in his songs the messianic prophecies be fulfilled hundreds of years later. And even look down into the last days with them. David had both emotion. He sung and shouted. And he had wisdom. I'm glad today that we can have both. Praise God. If there's ever a time we need to seek wisdom, it is in this hour. Wisdom is the principal thing. We need wisdom. And so the Bible said, get wisdom. How do you get wisdom? Amen. Well, the fear of the Lord, the Bible said, is the beginning of wisdom. Amen. And the Bible says that wisdom is the principal thing. And J. Vernon McGee said, Christ now is our wisdom. And of course, he short sells that just a little bit, oversimplifies that just a little bit, because they don't believe too much in the gifts of the Spirit, especially the supernatural manifestations of the gift. Amen. And however, praise God, God wants us to get wisdom. Amen. We get wisdom by the Word. Hallelujah. Read the Bible. Bless your heart. You'll not get wisdom by watching TV. You'll not get wisdom by reading most books today. There are some good books. Gospel literature is great. Books about the Bible, and we have millions and millions and millions of them. And the Bible said, In the Old Testament, of the making of books, there is no end. Amen. But when it comes right down to it, there is but one book. And that is the Bible. The Bible is wisdom. Why do the Jewish students in school almost always turn out to be the smartest of all? It's because at an early age, the Jews teach their kids the Bible. Amen. They memorize the first 5 books of the Bible at a very early age, the Pentateuch. Amen. Why do the Jewish kids turn out smarter in school? Because they start early with the Bible. Amazing thing. Not even saved, but having a Bible in your mind and under your belt makes you wise above your peers. Great God. We get wisdom by the Word. Yes, we do get wisdom by revelation, but if that revelation does not coincide and agree with the Word of God, it is not of God. Amen. It must agree with the Word. Yes, we need revelation. We need revelation every day, praise God. How do we get wisdom? The Bible commands us to get it. And James tells us how to get it. He said, if any man lack wisdom, let him ask of God. The way to get wisdom is, among other things, pray for it. Ask God for wisdom. Praise God. I mean, you live in the lid to God's Word, and you live a life of prayer and ask God for wisdom. Hallelujah. You're not going to grow old as dumb as a rock. You're going to have some sense. Brother Vince Wilson, I got acquainted with him years ago at Grant City Camp Meeting. I didn't know him, and he got me off the side out on Grand City Camp Meeting, and he read me a little old poem about tobacco and how that the only thing that eats tobacco is worms, and that whole poem about it, you know. And Brother Vince Wilson was full of wit, and they put me up to preach before Brother Vince Wilson in an afternoon service at Granite City Camp Meeting. And I preached on Stay with the Ship. And I just hauled off and preached up a storm, praise God. And them guys just laughed and hee-hawed because, you see, they asked me to preach. The only reason they asked me to preach before Vince was none of the rest of the preachers had nerve enough to preach in front of him, and I didn't know him. And they knew they couldn't get nobody, so they asked me, and I didn't know him. I didn't know any better. And I just got up and preached. And then Brother Vince got up and preached. And he walked the Milky Way and slid down rainbows. Glory to God. Preached and as only Vince Wilson can. We became lifelong friends as far as he's gone now, but he stayed in our home a lot. Sister Collins cooked for him. Amen. He would talk to me, tell me things. Hallelujah. One way you get wisdom is talk to these old men. Amen. Brother Gish wanted me to write something about the older preachers, and I didn't think I could, didn't think I did. But I might be getting something, Brother Gish. I don't know. Amen. But we're missing a great blessing by not taking the advice of the old men. They've been down the road, and they have a wealth of information up there. And they have so much that you got to pump them to get them to tell you. You got to ask some questions to get them to tell you. Because they've got so much stacked up there, they just hate to dig into it. Yeah. Amen. And so you're going to have to ask them questions. You're going to have to pump them. You're going to have to dig in that gold mine of those old men's wisdom, praise God. And so... I would sit and listen to Brother Vince Wilson. Many preachers listened to him preach, found out what he read and how he thought, and they tried to imitate him and emulate him and praise God. And men became greater because they listened to him and his wisdom, his mountain wit. Praise God. Bless God. Take a teaspoon of holiness and a lightning bug on the end of a cornstalk and chase the devil clear out of town. Praise God. Hallelujah. They get looking out for your old hide, forget it. Said, hang it on the fence, said it ain't worth 10 cents no how. Amen. Hallelujah. Oh, the wisdom and the wit. He'd sit around and tell me as he talked of his rheumatism and his diabetic condition, and he'd say, "Brother Collins, whatever you do, don't get old." And I tried to take his advice, but I just got old anyhow. Amen. Hallelujah. Oh, yes. He had a lot to tell us. Now his voice is silent. Buried treasure. You can't pump vents no more. Amen. But you can get some of these guys that's been down the road, that's seen the greats, watched them operate. Praise God. Amen. And they've got an answer for you. L.D. Moore has got an answer for you. Amen. I don't care what you ask him, W.H. Wyatt, he's got an answer for you. Amen. I don't care what you got to ask Brother Routon, he's got an answer. And he can give you several sources. Praise God. Amen. Pump these old guys. Glory to God. They got answers for you. They know a whole lot about everybody down through the years. About everything. One way to get wisdom is pay attention to the old men. You don't like old dad? You don't like the old men? You don't like wisdom. Amen. You're going to miss one of the best shortcuts you ever took. Hallelujah. Get it straight from the horse's mouth. And somebody that's already been there and back and can tell you the ropes. Hallelujah. Ah, yes. Amen. Why do we need wisdom? Look at the examples in the Bible of the men made great by wisdom. Job, made great by his wisdom. Oh, his patience was great. Amen. Close runner-up. But that's one of the ways we get wisdom, through patience. Praise God. Solomon, he didn't ask God for the lives of his enemies. He didn't ask God to give him a golden throne. He didn't ask God for any material thing. He said, "Oh God." That young man asked God, when God would have let him ask anything he wanted to try him out, he said, "God, give me wisdom to go in and out among these people." And didn't he do it? Didn't he do it? Praise God. 3,000 Proverbs, the book of Ecclesiastes, and the Song of Solomon. My, my. And the recommendation of Jesus about Solomon in all of his glory. Hallelujah. Solomon made great by wisdom, because he asked God for the right thing. Wisdom. Commit the Bible to memory while you're young. Memorize the scriptures while you're young. Get the terminology while you're young. Get it in your mind and heart while you're young. Amen. So many of our young people get saved, get called to preach, and they don't have a background of knowledge under their belt to preach with. They don't have the revelation. They don't have the experience. And many times I recommend, if they possibly can, to go to Bible school, because that's the quickest way I know to cram a whole lot in a short time. Amen. Get wisdom. Amen. Brother Thompson got saved in Kansas City at a young age, and already had a family and two kids, and said he's called to preach. Asked me what I thought he ought to do, and I said, "Go to Bible school." He started too late getting wisdom. Praise God. And so he went to OBI and graduated from OBI. Amen. And got a crammed a little wisdom in that he'd neglected all his younger days, all his younger married days. Amen. And became a fair preacher of sorts. Amen. Pastored some churches. And but I recommended he go to Bible school. I don't care how you get it. you're going to have to go. You're going to have to get with the books. You're going to have to get with the Bible. Amen. Read good books. Amen. And too many times we go to Bible school and don't learn much. I mean, you could turn most boys loose with a dank Bible and he'd have more knowledge and more understanding at his fingertips, amen, with a dank Bible and nothing else than he would when he graduates sometimes from Bible school. Amen, because dank is Pentecostal. Amen, and he's rooted and grounded in truth and got his wisdom by a gift of God, by the gift of the Holy Ghost. Amen. God gave him the word of God. Hallelujah. But many times if a man hasn't already got it, I'll advise him to go to Bible school. Good Holiness Bible School. Of course, that's where Dake's weak. Amen. For one reason or other, whether affected by his family or not, he was weak on some holiness points in his last days particularly, and incorporated some of them in his Bible. Amen. And so you have to read Dake like you read any other Bible. You have to spit out the bones and take the good and leave the bad. Amen. But by and large, it's the best there is because it's Pentecostal. Amen. Men made great by wisdom like Daniel. Daniel and the three Hebrew children sought God in the first chapter of Daniel, and the king Nebuchadnezzar found them 10 times more wise than all the wise men of Babylon. 10 times better. Why? Because Daniel, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego had the edge on everybody else. They'd memorized the Bible from their youth. They had the revelation of God. Amen. And then they also had that wisdom that comes for the moment and the application to the present need. Amen. And they had the wisdom applied, if you will. Hallelujah. They had the wisdom that they could apply it to the kingdom of Babylon, if you will. And the Bible said Daniel continued until the first year of the king of Cyrus. You know what brought Daniel through? He was so smart. Pardon me if you're using the country word for wisdom. He was so smart, they couldn't do about him. Amen. I mean, every king that took the throne, I mean, they died off, they murdered each other, they killed each other, and whether it was Nebuchadnezzar or Nabonidus or Belshazzar or Darius or Cyrus, amen, all of them, 5 kingdoms, 5 dynasties, and Daniel is still continuing, amen, from a young man till he's old and gray-headed. They couldn't do without him. He was indispensable. Because of his wisdom. Amen. Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego was too smart to fall for that song and dance thing. Amen. Had too much wisdom. Oh, it got them in the fiery furnace. But listen, if you fear God and get in the fiery furnace, God will go through it with you. He brought them out without the smell of smoke on their garments. Woo, glory to God. What a deliverance. What a miracle, praise God. Hey, amen. Daniel, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, hallelujah. What did Pharaoh say about Joseph? He said, there is none in the kingdom as wise as him. Give him the job. Took his ring off. Gave it to Joseph. Brother, that was the king's endorsement. Nobody stood under the king above Joseph. What made Joseph great? He sought and got divine revelation. He not only had divine revelation because he knew the word of God, he had divine revelation because he knew how to pray and get to revelation for the moment. We need wisdom every day to know what to do, which way to turn. Hang on now. You're going to save yourself a lot of grief, a lot of pain, a lot of heartache by seeking the wisdom of God's will for your life. You go on foolhardy and do things out of the will of God, you're asking for grief. You're asking for sorrow. You're asking for misery because you didn't seek the Lord. Amen. My men have got into trouble. I've got into trouble. Everybody gets into trouble because they don't seek the will of God for their life. Amen. Amen. Moses. You know who's responsible for the first books of the Bible, and maybe even the book of Job, which is probably the first book ever written? Moses. Moses wrote the foundation for law and order today. Moses wrote the very foundation for jurisprudence today. Amen. Moses got the law from God. What wisdom. What understanding. Nobody. Amen. Some upstarts have preached about the mistakes of Moses. Nobody. Nobody that digs very deep can say that. He'll cringe and fall back in a corner in embarrassment if he even thought it, once he learns the truth. What a revelation Moses had. Amen. My. What wisdom he had. Praise God. We can't make it today in the church without wisdom. I already read to you how the deacons had to have it. Amen. Being filled with the Holy Ghost and being on the day of Pentecost wasn't necessarily enough. You had to have not only be full of the Spirit, but you had to be full of wisdom. Understanding. Hallelujah. You ought to be an officer in the church. I serve tables. Amen. Had to be wise. Amen. Stephen was one of those deacons. And the Bible said they were not able to resist the wisdom with which he spake. That's what got him stoned, if you will. He's too smart for them. He became the first martyr. But the church has never been destroyed by martyrdom. It grew in the fertilizer of martyrdom. The blood of the martyrs only spread the church of the living God. Hallelujah. My God. What a wonderful thing this wisdom is. If we'll seek God, whether we be layman or preacher. Prophet, a priest. Oh, how we need wisdom. Did you know the Bible said it? He that committeth adultery with a woman lacketh understanding? Amen. Understanding, that's just another way of saying wisdom. Amen. They go together. They're twin sisters. Praise God. And he said, his reproach shall not be wiped away. Oh, you say, God will forgive me. Yes, he does. Amen. But you know, Rahab, all through her life in both Testaments, was called the harlot. God forgave her. But she was called a harlot all the way through. Amen. God forgives. Hey, amen. We need to get our priorities straight. We need to quit this going like the proverbial ostrich. He don't really do it, but the proverbial ostrich sticks his head in the sand, according to folklore, and thinks he's hid. We need to quit sticking our head in the sand and get something from God. Amen. Read. Seek. Pray. Listen. Be instructed. Get a hold of God. But with all thy getting, get wisdom. Get understanding. It's number one. You won't get very far without it. Amen. Oh, you may think you're running 90 miles an hour, but you may be on a dead-end street because you haven't read the street signs. You may not even know how to read. You didn't notice that when it said dead-end, no outlet. Huh? Amen. I knew some men that drove all over the country that couldn't read. They made it. Amen. He made it. Lauren Woolley had a good way of getting through Indianapolis before the interstate. He had a shortcut all planned out, drove 18-wheeler. Dale, amen, and he had him a shortcut. Indianapolis, before the interstate, was the hardest city to drive through I ever tried to drive through. I mean, it was a mess. And it's better now. You can drive all the way around it or straight through or crisscross. Amen. It's a whole lot better now. Amen. But Lauren Woolley had a way of getting through. He just took side streets and everything. It was 18-wheeler where trucks wasn't supposed to go. And if he seen a policeman and knew he was about to get pulled over, he'd pull over and flag down the policeman and say, "Could you tell me how to get back on the highway? I'm lost." Amen. That's using your smarts, folks. Amen. And we need wisdom. Last but not least. Amen. There's a young man that stood on the sidelines and held the coats of the young men that killed Stephen. His name was Saul. Stephen was full of wisdom, and what a future he had before him. This young man didn't know it then, but he would have to take his place. He would know what it meant to be persecuted before his life was over. Him who persecuted unto the death the church of God. Amen. Oh, he knew the Bible. He could quote you the Old Testament. He was educated at the feet of Gamaliel. He knew the Psalms. Amen. But he hated the church. Oh, he was a Bible man, don't you doubt it. He was the most zealous of all the Pharisees, he said it himself. A Benjamite. With zeal, he was unprecedented. Amen. Persecuted the church. But then he got saved. Thank God. He got saved. You have to do some reading to find it. You won't get it in the whole story in Acts. You'll have to go to Galatians and a few other places to find out how Paul got his wisdom from Christ and became one of the chiefest of the apostles. You see, he didn't immediately go up to Jerusalem. He didn't immediately take off preaching after he got saved. He went into the wilderness of Arabia and shut himself in with Jesus for 3 years and sought Jesus. And time and again, that same voice that came to him on the Damascene Road. Ah, hallelujah. Taught him revelations that nobody else had got. New things. taught him the foundation for 14 books of the New Testament. Amen. So much revelation that he had to give him a thorn in the flesh to keep him humble. That's carrying a big load, folks. When you got so much wisdom and revelation, God has to give you a thorn in the flesh to hold you down. Amen. Don't worry if you got a thorn in the flesh. Amen. One preacher said Paul's thorn in the flesh was his wife. Amen. Another preacher suspected that it was because this preacher was having wife trouble, and he said Paul's thorn was his wife. I doubt that very seriously. As far as I can see, his wife was out of the picture very early, if he ever had one. Amen. And I think his thorn in the flesh was his bonds, his continued arrest and imprisonment, and the humiliation of it, because he told Agrippa, who said, "Almost thou persuadest me to be a Christian. I would to God," he said, "thou art not almost, but altogether, even as I am, except these bonds." The only thing he didn't wish on him was his bonds. I inject here perhaps his thorn. Amen. But what a revelation. Revelation about the gifts of the Spirit, their operation. Revelation about the body of Christ and the church's place. Revelation about the rapture of the church and the escape of the church. Amen. Revelation after revelation. Amen. And it all Pauline. Paul gave us these things. Who taught him that? Jesus did. One way we learn wisdom is to spend hours at the feet of Jesus. Paul spent years at the feet of Jesus. He was taught by revelation himself. He said, "Last of all, I saw Christ." He said, "I was made an apostle, born out of season." Amen. But I saw Christ. He got it from Jesus. The nearest we can come in most cases getting it from Jesus is getting it from the Word. Because you know what the Bible said? He's the Word. You want to know more about Jesus? Learn more about the Word. Commit it to your mind and heart. If you have a hard time of memorizing things, and I have and do, I'm not too good at I remember songs and stuff and some poetry and some scripture. And probably if I'd have practiced it earlier in life, I'd have been better at it. But I'm not the best in the world at memory work. Perhaps because I didn't start early enough and work hard enough at it. Amen. But commit the Bible to memory. Memorize all you can. But if you can't memorize, read good books. Read from men of God. Some books I read to learn how to preach, and others I read to learn how not to preach. Therefore, I get good from all of them. Some of them I throw them down real hard and real fast. Amen. But at least I've gained a little bit of knowledge, a little bit of understanding. Amen. I was all carried away with reading Watchman Nee, amen, in his book, you know. And when I read in one of his writings, you know, that he said, once we're saved, that relationship can never be abrogated. That's just a fancy way of saying, once in grace, always in grace. And I fell off the sled with Watchman Nee. His writings never did quite mean the same to me. Amen. After he said, once you get saved, you can never be abrogated. I think you can abrogate it. Amen. A lot of people have abrogated it. Down through the Bible, a lot of people have abrogated it. The last book in the Bible was the book of Revelation, praise God. And John was exiled on the Isle of Patmos, and there he is walking and splashing through the shallow water trying to get him something to eat and picking up seafood and crabs and crawdads and whatever he could find to eat. Amen. But one day he got in the Spirit on the Lord's Day. He did. He got the revelation. So full of wisdom. So full of understanding about the future. That most of us have never caught up yet. We've just never fathomed it quite yet. Amen. But it's going to happen. Just like a wise man said. Pump that old man. Amen. Get those good things. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Oh, yes. Paul said, be ye followers of me, even as I also am a follower of Christ. In other words, when I quit following Christ, don't follow me anymore. Amen. Hallelujah. You're going to follow somebody. You're going to profit or not profit by somebody's example. Follow good men. Dig into the Word of God. Hallelujah. You'll be blessed with a longer life than you would have had. A better life than you would have had. A greater ministry than you can ever have. You'll pastor greater churches than you can pastor and preach greater meetings than you can preach. Why? Because God's helping you. God's giving you wisdom. Amen. And you'll live longer for it. And be a success. You won't be a failure with God's wisdom. Somebody's going to catch on to what you're saying. And you're going to do it after a while. Would you rather have, Brother Collins, the Spirit and the unction and the power or wisdom? Both of them. Both of them. Amen. Because you won't get very far either one without the other. Huh? With all thy getting, get unction. Get fire. Meditate. Muse. Praise God. Pray until the fire burns. Hallelujah. And do you feel like you could jump over the moon if all you do is land in a wood pile? Amen. Praise God. But go for God. Amen. Dig into that book. Get something to feed the sheep, preachers. You get something to feed the sheep. The sheep will feed you. Stand with me and let's pray as they sang. Father, draw us close to you, Lord, in this hour. Give us, Lord Jesus, thy wisdom from on high. Oh, God, the wisdom which cometh from above. Oh, God, the wisdom which cometh from God. My God, don't let me live all the rest of my life and be a dummy. God, give me some sense. God, make me what you'd have me to be. In Jesus' name.